Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. The Constitutional Rights, Rule of Law, and Government Operations Subcommittee meeting will now come to order. Tamara, please call the roll.
Chair Roach?
Present.
Vice Chair Roth, excused. Democratic Ranking Member Joseph?
Present.
Representatives Bankson? Brackett?
Here.
Brandon?
Here.
Cross?
Here.
Edmonds?
Here.
Jacques? Lopez?
Here.
Plankin? 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 Thank you. Porras? Porras? Trunell? Waldron?
Here.
Yarkowski?
Here.
A quorum is present.
Okay, thank you, Tamara. Members, we have a quorum. A quick reminder, please make sure your cell phones are turned off or placed in silent. Members of the audience, I would appreciate it if you would do that as well. Members, we have two bills on the agenda today. We are going to actually hear some bills today. First up is Representative Holcomb presenting House Bill 357 on special observances. Representative Holcomb, you are recognized to approach the podium and present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Vice Chair, Ranking Member. First, I would like to thank Chairman Roach for his service in the Coast Guard. I'd also like to thank Representative Trunell for his service in the Air Force. And I'd like to wish the National Guard a happy birthday today. I appreciate the opportunity to present this simple but impactful bill. The bill designates the month of November as Veterans Appreciation Month and encourages county, city, public schools, community organizations to show support and appreciation to our veterans. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Having explained the bill, members, we're in questions on the bill. Have no questions on the bill. Okay. It's been a while. I've taken the training wheels off here. Do we have any amendments to the bill? We have no amendments. Okay. No amendments, no questions. We'll move into public testimony. Do we have public testimony on the bill? Okay. We have two speaker cards here. First up, we have Karen Murillo with AARP, waves in support of the bill. Thank you, Karen. And we have Brandon Edmondson, Florida Department of Veteran Affairs. Brandon, you wish to speak? Wave in support. Okay. Members, that concludes public testimony on the bill. Members, we're now in debate on House Bill 357 by Representative Holcomb. Members in debate. Representative Cross in debate. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Holcomb, just want to thank you for bringing this great big bill forward. I just submitted a co-sponsor request, so would love to get on this. And, you know, we should have been doing this a long time ago, so thank you for bringing it forward.
Okay, Representative Plankin in debate. You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. As the granddaughter of Tup McWaters, U.S. Army, who fought in World War II, and the daughter of Bill Saunders from the Florida Army National Guard, I want to thank you for bringing this good bill forward that honors those men and women who have served and honors those who have given their lives for our freedom. So God bless you for your service and for this good bill.
Thank you, Representative Plankin. We have other members in debate. Waldron, Representative Waldron, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. And I, too, just want to offer my support. I have asked for a co-sponsorship as well. And my father fought in World War II, so I'm proud to be supporting this. Thank you very much for doing this.
Members in debate. Okay, members, we're going to hit the pause button real quick. We just got two more appearance cards. This is a little out of order, but we're going to go back, and we have the time to do it, so we're going to allow the members of the public here to put their support or opposition on the record. We have Thyra Ty Hauschier, City of Miami, wishes to appear and speak in person. Ma'am, you're recognized to approach the podium.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you to all of you. My name is Ty Hauscher, and I'm a volunteer and also a U.S. Air Force veteran. Not only me, but also my husband is a veteran, our son is a veteran, and our daughter is also a veteran, Air Force, MHI. So I would like to thank Senator Holcomb and all the other senators for sponsoring this bill to designate November as Veterans Appreciation Month. As a proud woman veteran, I truly appreciate and support this initiative. So thank you to all.
Ma'am, thank you for your service and your family's service to this great nation. Thank you for your testimony. Okay, next we have Mr. Ken Thomas. Mr. Thomas, is that you?
That's me, sir.
Sir, you're recognized to address the committee.
Thank you very much. Again, I'm Ken Thomas. I'm an Air Force veteran. I'd like to say the only true branch of the military, but I always get a debate. But anyway, I wanted to thank you for sponsoring this bill. It means so very much to those of us who are classified as veterans, and we want you to know how thankful and how much we appreciate that. But also to those in the veteran culture, those who sacrificed so much, made the ultimate sacrifice, as well as giving up their time and their talents to serve our country. We very much appreciate it. And for there's some other groups who didn't always get acknowledged for their service. Tuskegee Airmen, veterans returning from the Vietnam War. We are so grateful that you're taking the time out to acknowledge our contributions. Thank you so very much. We really do support you in this bill.
Mr. Thomas, very eloquently stated. Thank you, sir, for sharing with the committee, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Okay, members, we're going to jump back into debate on the bill, having heard that public testimony. If that inspires you to rise in debate, we're in debate. Representative Joseph, never one to shy away from debate. You are recognized.
I'll take the bait for debate. So I just wanted to take the opportunity to thank everybody, bill sponsor included, who have served, who will serve. Freedom is not free. And for those who came all the way up from Miami, just wanted to shout you all out and appreciate you coming up and staying engaged, because that's why we serve, so that we can engage, whether it's for or against. These values that we have in this country are not to be taken for granted at any point in time. So it's always welcome to have the opportunity to recognize and honor that. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further debate, members? Okay, seeing no further debate, Representative Holcomb, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Veterans are important to the state of Florida. 1.5 million veterans live in Florida. Over 65,000 are on active duty, and over 40,000 are reservists. 21 military bases, and three of those host two combatant commands, CENTCOM, SOCOM, and SOUTHCOM. Let us use this bill to rally around our troops. Let's encourage school events, community events, to support our veterans. Parades. Let's bring a cohesion with our VFW, our American Legion, our Marine Corps leagues, and other organizations, and work with local recruiters in our districts. Let's support health and transportation for our veterans, and support veteran-owned businesses and job training for veterans. Let's show our pride for veterans by honoring them in the month of November. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Holcomb. Having closed on House Bill 357, Tamara, please call the roll. Call the vote.
Representatives Bankson? Brackett?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Cross?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Schock?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Lopez?
Yes.
Plakin?
Yes.
Horace?
Yes.
Roth? Trunell?
Yes. Yes.
Waldron?
Yes.
Yarkowski?
Yes.
Chair Roach?
Yes. 13 yeas, 0 nays. Let the record reflect that the bill has passed favorably out of committee. Representative Holcomb, thank you for bringing the bill. Thank you for coming here today.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay, members, we're going to move into our second and final bill of the day. That is House Bill 589 by Representative Brannon. Representative Brannon, good afternoon. Good to see you, sir. You are recognized to explain House Bill 589.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow members. And I'll still rip Holcomb's opening there. This is also a simple but impactful bill for certain very treasured and valued state employees, and it concerns the offices of the Criminal Conflict and Civil Regional Council, which was created back in 2007 to save the taxpayers from the rapidly rising and unpredictable costs of the state's statutory obligation to pay for court-appointed counsel. Since 2007, the offices of the Criminal Conflict and Civil Regional Council have saved Florida taxpayers over $400 million. What has only recently in the last couple of years been recognized as an oversight, the regional councils were the only statutorily created state agency that has never been included in the senior management services retirement class until it was offered to their executive staff back in 2020, which only included, I think, about 15 employees at that time. This bill continues to correct that oversight and allows the supervising attorneys, only the supervisors, to finally be included in the senior management services retirement class. All assistant public defenders in the state of Florida, all assistant state attorneys in the state of Florida, those who provide the same or a similar function as assistant regional counsels are already currently included in and receive senior management service class retirement. This request, as I've said, is only for supervising attorneys, so it will not bring the agency, the regional counsels, to parity with the state attorneys and public defenders. However, it will bring them closer to ensuring that the dedicated public servants who work as assistant regional counsel counsels have some upward mobility and help solidify the longevity of an agency that has become and proven to be an integral part of the justice system here in Florida while continuing to save taxpayers millions of dollars a year. And that's the bill.
Thank you, sir. Members, we are in questions on House Bill 589. Members in questions. Seeing no questions, are there any amendments on the bill? Seeing no amendments on the bill, we're going to move into public testimony. We have one comment card. That is Ms. Candace Brower. Candace, you are waving in support. Okay, Office of Criminal Conflict and Civil Regional Counsel, wave in support. Thank you, Candace, for your support. Having concluded public testimony, members, we're now in debate on House Bill 589. Members in debate. Seeing no members in debate, Representative Brannon, you are recognized to close on your bill.
I'll waive my close.
Wave close. Okay, thank you. Tamara, please call the roll on the vote on House Bill 589.
Representatives Bankson? Brackett?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Cross?
Yes.
Edmund?
Yes.
Jacques?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Lopez?
Yes.
Clayton?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Roth? Trunell? Waldron?
Yes.
Yarkowski? Yes. Chair Roach?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
Okay, members, by a vote of 13 to 0, let the record reflect that this bill has passed favorably out of the Constitutional Rights Subcommittee. Thank you, Chair Brannon. Congratulations. Members, those are the two most controversial bills that we're going to hear during this 6 weeks committee period. Appreciate the robust discussion and debate and civil discourse on those. With that, we have no further business before the committee. I would wish you all a safe travels home and a Merry Christmas. And with that, Representative Plakin moves that we rise. Without further objection, this committee is adjourned.